This is the VOA Special English Agriculture Report. Studies show farmland in Africa is often lacking in important nutrients, but researchers say a combination of farming methods may help. Since the world food crisis several years ago, researchers have directed more of their attention to small farms. Most farms in areas south of the Sahara Desert are only about 1 or 2 hectares. One of the goals is to increase production without necessarily clearing more land to grow additional crops. American researchers say that can happen with greater use of an agricultural system called perenniation. It mixes food crops with trees and perennial plants, those that return year after year. Soil scientist John Reginald is with Washington State University.
One of the major problems, soils are fairly poor in most of the region. So how do you grow food on poor soils? There have to be food production systems that can build the soil and improve the yields.
Mr. Reginald says poor soil may have resulted from years of weathering that washed away many nutrients. He says some farmers may have done more harm than good.
They have been actually using farming practices where they're not putting in organic matter, they're not putting in fertilizers, they can't afford those things, and it just runs the soil down, so they're worsening the situation.
He estimates that up to $2 billion worth of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium is lost from African soil each year. The scientist says the word perenniation defines three systems that are already used in Africa. The oldest of the three is called evergreen agriculture. This is where farmers plant trees with their crops. John Reginald says farmers in Africa have been doing this for 60 years, but it seems to be growing in popularity. The method is gaining widespread use in countries such as Niger, Burkina Faso, Malawi, and Zambia. The trees are planted among maize, millet, or sorghum crops. They not only add nitrogen to the soil through their roots, but also through their leaves when they fall off and break down. At other times of the year, the trees can protect plants from strong sunlight. John Reginald says he knows of one woman who has had great success with perenniation.
She's a grandmother in her 50s, Rhodomyona, and she started using this system about 20 years ago. And her yields initially were about a ton of maize. Now, with good years, she gets 4 tons per hectare. What she was getting.
Mr. Reginald was one of three researchers who wrote a report about perenniation. It was published in the journal Nature. And that's the VOA Special English Agriculture Report. I'm Steve Ember.